sister, accepting only Darling and Whisper. Corder responded shyly, "The rumors are true, Lord."
"Lord? Me?"
"Because I stand near the heart of the dream. I hate it, yet eat it up." "Yes?" "They may not be Stormbringers or Howlers, these new Taken," he smiled feebly. "Sir Tucker observed that the old Taken were wild devils, as unpredictable as the lightning. And the new ones are the predictable, tame thunder of bureaucracy, if you follow my meaning."
"I do. Go on."
"It is believed there are 6 new ones, Lord. Sir Tucker believes they are about to be unleashed, thus the great build-up around the plain. Sir Tucker believes the Lady has made a competition of our destruction."
Tucker, our most dedicated agent, one of the few survivors of the long siege of Rust. His hatred knows no bounds.
Corder had a strange look, a green around the edges look, a look that said there was more and all bad. "Well," I said, "spit it out." "The names of the Taken have been inscribed on stele raised in their respective domains. At Rust, the army commander is named Benefice. His stele appeared after a carpet arrived by night. He has not actually been seen."
That bore investigation. Only the Taken can manage a carpet. But no carpet can reach Rust without crossing the Plain of Fear. The Menhirs have reported no such passage.
Benefice. Interesting name. The others?
In Thud, the stele bears the name Blister.
Chuckles. I said, "I liked it better when the names were descriptive, like the Limper, Moonbiter, the Faceless Man. At Frost, we have one called the Creeper."
"That's better."
Darling gave me a cautionary look.
"At Rue, there is one called Learned, and at Hull, one called Scorn."
"Scorn. I like that, too."
"The western bounds of the plain are held by Whisper and Journey, both operating from a village called Spit."
Being a natural mathematical phenom, I summed and said, "That's 5 new ones and 2 old. Where is the other new one?"
"I don't know. The only other is the commander over all. His stele stands in the military compound outside Rust."
The way he said that abraded my nerves. He was pale. He started shaking. A premonition gripped me. I knew I would not like what he said next, but...
"Well?" "That stele bears the sigil of the Limper."
Right. So right. I did not like it at all. The feeling was universal.
"Oh!"
Goblin shrieked. One Eye said, "Holy shit," in a soft, awed tone that was all the more meaningful for its reserve. I sat down, right there, right in the middle of the floor. I folded my head in my hands. I wanted to cry.
"Impossible," I said. "I killed him, with my own hands."
And saying it, I did not believe it any more, though I had had faith in that fact for years.
"But how?"
"Can't keep a good man down," Elmo chided. That he was shaken was evidenced by the smart remark. Elmo says nothing gratuitously. "The feud between the Limper and the Company dates to our arrival north of the Sea of Torments, for it was then that we enlisted Raven, a mysterious native of Opal, a man of former high estate who had been done out of his titles and livings by minions of the Limper."